Greetings in Jesus' name on this 17th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. These days have us traveling to right south of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and we're in a missionary meeting, and we're making the broadcast early before we even get there. And so thank you for praying for us during these days as we are preaching the Word of God and emphasizing the great need for missions around the world and emphasizing not only the financial needs, but the great spiritual needs that there are literally around the world. People are dropping off into hell, and people are desperate, and they need the Lord, and they need someone to come under a burden and someone to come under the passion that they're going to reach others with the gospel. And they're going to see people's lives transformed. And they're going to see families put back together. I wish you could come with me to our church here in Maine. And just recently, we've seen so many souls that have been saved and baptized. Just recently, on a Sunday night, we baptized 4 young people and led a young man to Christ during the Sunday night service. And just recently, the week before that, I was able to lead a lady in her 60s to Christ. And her name's Joy. And now she has the joy of the Lord. And that whole family, we've been able to see the whole family come to faith in Christ. And there's nothing like it is to see people saved and added to your church. You know what, dear friend? We're church planters and missionaries in our heart. Yes, I pastor a church called Calvary Baptist, but we also start churches, and we go from place to place and town to town, reaching others with the gospel. And we still have missionary support. We certainly don't have total missionary support, but we have some missionary support that offsets the expenses. And then our home church here helps to offset our expenses. And we go from place to place and town to town. Have you ever thought that there was a day that the church that you are a member of had nobody coming to it? Nobody was coming to it. There were no visitors. There were no special services. There were no special revival meetings and missionary campaigns. You know why? Because there was nobody there. But somebody came under a burden and reached others with the gospel. And you must understand today that if we fail to do this, our churches will certainly dwindle, and they will get smaller and smaller, and the attendees will get older and older. And before long, there will be nobody that is going there to church. There'll be nobody that is attending the services. There will be nobody that is a part of what God is doing. And my, what an opportunity we have to reach others with the gospel. During these days, we've been out in John chapter number 4, looking at Christ, our example, and He is our example. And the Bible teaches us that He went out of His way to witness to a woman. The Bible teaches us that He spoke to her about her soul, even though when He didn't feel like it, He was wearied. The Bible teaches us that He was concerned for all people, even though she was an exceeding sinner. Jesus still loved her. And I want us to notice today, fourth of all, that He began the conversation casually. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 4 and verse number 7, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink." The Lord Jesus met this woman in the heat of the day and began speaking with her about the very normal topic of conversation. We must work with people at their level. We must converse with them in a way that opens up the door to witnessing. Jesus Christ said to her, "Give me to drink." Now listen, my dear beloved brethren, I've tried this. I've found it to be true. I've walked into countless homes, and I've said when I've walked into those homes, "Hey, do you have anything to drink? Do you have anything that you could help the preacher with and give him something to drink?" And I've had people over and over and over again say to me, "Well, certainly, here, let's get you, what do you want?" I said, "A Coca-Cola or a coffee or I'd like to have a Mountain Dew. I'd like to have a drink. Could you get me a drink?" And what that does to that individual is it endears their heart to you. And Jesus was reaching out to this woman, and He said to this woman, Him being wearied with His journey, sitting thus on the well, said to her, "Give me to drink." And the woman, no doubt, was overwhelmed that Him being a Samaritan, Him being a Jew, would ask a drink of her as a Samaritan. But He accepted it, and she got it. And this was a great opportunity. He began the conversation casually. And I wonder today, dear friend, when's the last time we witnessed to somebody and began the conversation casually and then transferred it over into spiritual things and was able to see God work in their life? I hope and pray that we're learning this week from Christ our example on how to be an effective soul winner. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.